Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own bye, guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself. Bye guys with Zach and Ian. It'll get your dick sucks.
Hi, everybody. Hello, boys, girls, and trans folks around the world. It's your old pal Ian here, and I couldn't be more excited for today's show, and really just to watch the guest reaction to the intro. Wow, our little mustache pal over here, his eyes were darting around the room looking for every exit he could find. And maybe we'll unpack some of your homophobia later. But first, I'd like
we'll
to
pack it right back in.
Damn. Crank that dick up to 11 and suck the knob off, dude. Get fucking
rip the balls off. Nigel Tufty, my cog.
I can't wait, dude.
Am I on? There I am.
Are we on? Yes, we're on, as you can tell, because the jokes are flying and we've got our friend Ryan. But before we intro him, I want to say hi to my main man, my co-host with the most, and he's as pale as a ghost, Mr. Zach Amico.
I'm feeling good, baby.
Me too. I love
that. I feel good.
I love that face paint. You look like a gay Native American warrior.
Yeah, just trying something.
Yeah, chief sits on cock.
Adam Ant's in the pants.
This is on from last night still, by the way.
Really?
Yeah,
what'd
I redid it.
What did you do last night?
Well, nothing.
Oh, hell yeah. Just a nice night.
Just at home in the mirror.
Yeah.
With Goodbye Horses is playing. Just putting on makeup. Like, I can't wait for my butterfly collection.
When you put every stripe on there, it was like, fuck you, dad, every one of them.
Do I look like a great big fat lady?
Then I'm going to have to return this order from Torrid.
Oh, shit. Well, man. Zach, I'm happy to be here. You're face painted up and you don't give a fuck.
I'm happy, man.
Yeah, me too. I can't stop rhyming. You know when I'm rhyming and I'm ready for a good time.
Dude, you came in like a huge fruit, dude. You're like, it's so nice, the weather. Can't wait to ride my bike again. I was like, we get it, Ian.
I know.
Shut up.
I got some gratitude in my attitude, you negative fucking homo.
I was going to say, dude, did you fucking like go to your bicycle seat? Like, we're going to have a magical summer.
My bicycle doesn't have a seat.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? It's just a pole. Yeah,
it's
going to
say
on.
It has three pulsating actions, this fucking bicycle seat.
I know. That's why I
it's
ride
just
it everywhere.
The fist coming up.
Yeah. One of these guys.
That's how I power the Sibian with my pedals.
You just see Ian down the street just like this, like a sultan. Yeah. Just...
Oh, shit.
Man.
Yeah.
And if you get any goofier looking, you have to switch to unicycle.
Who the fuck are you calling goofy looking? What the
Listen,
fuck is
Ian,
this?
His deal.
Yeah. I'm Joseph, and you're the Technicolor Dreamcoat.
I am a beautiful man who believes in himself.
You are, and I appreciate it, and I love that energy. We both believe in ourselves.
Amico giving you shit for riding a bike or a unicycle is crazy. He just comes out in a clown car with dicks. He's like, you gotta stop.
Man. Grow up, Ian.
Come on.
Listen, you're fucking making me and my 85 friends late for work.
Ian's in the bike lane on the unicycle. Like, I have the right of way.
Go around. Go around.
Jesus. Who writes?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, man.
Well, let's do it right now. Let's intro our guests. You know, I'm so happy you guys are here. Thank you for taking the trip up. We've got from the You Fucked It podcast, Ryan Shaner and Brian 666. Hey.
Good to see you guys. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for being here.
Thank
you. Of course.
You guys just also did Spook Show recently.
Yeah.
And we made fun of the Chinese movie Robo Vampire.
So good.
And I got so many angry nerd messages.
Really?
Oh, fuck them.
That was, don't you know Chinese vampires hop up and down with their arms out? I'm like, well, then Chinese vampires are stupid.
Wait, did someone say, anyone... don't you know? Yeah. Like, that's common knowledge?
Like, I was supposed to know
don't
that.
Don't you know?
What? That's fucking insane.
Wait, explain this to me.
In the movie, the Chinese vampires, when they...
They're
when
guarding they heroin, you, by the way.
Their hands were out, and they hopped like a fucking bunny. And Zach's saying that these people are like, don't you know?
Don't you know that that's like the ancient Chinese myth of vampires? Like, no, I don't.
So different vampire cultures attack differently?
Yeah. It's like their Chinese are like, well, we're not going to make them super gay. They're going to hop around.
Italian vampires grab your neck by going like this.
Just grab their crotch the whole time.
Yeah. Yo! You're trying to feed, and then, like, the grandma vampire's like, you're not feeding! Are you not like?
Jumanji, eat more.
Holy shit.
The skin.
That's so crazy. They were giving you shit about
it. I got so much shit about us not knowing the details of Chinese vampirism.
Oh, my God.
That's retarded.
Chainer, please.
Sorry.
He's Grow right up. Here.
Yeah. I guess they can't turn into bats or else somebody would eat them immediately.
That was good.
Fuck. When did you guys come up? This morning or last night?
I came up last night. He came up this morning.
This morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, had a very long train. I was telling him, man, I was sitting in like, there was a guy in front of me and a woman and a child back. And I don't know why. Like, I think that everyone's wearing a face mask. So they can't smell my farts. And I ripped a huger. And I thought it was just like, just centralized to me. But then I hear the kid behind me like, Mom, what is that? What is? She's like, just calm down. Just calm
That's
down.
She's years like, of alcohol abuse.
Dude, it was just. And then the guy in front of me was like, I'm like, you know what? Somebody needs to grow up. Who was that? It was totally me.
Yeah, and I feel that kid's being, your farts are fucking rancid.
Sir, this is a train from Philadelphia. Yeah. We're better than this.
Go figure.
Yeah, can I tell you, 2 weeks ago, I went to the bathroom in the morning, and have you ever made a smell so good that you're like, I am unique. There's nothing like me. And then it lingers, and you're like, I am concerned. And I left, and I was like, wow, this is bad. Came back 2 hours later, and the apartment smelled like legitimate gas. And I had a buddy. I was like, can you come in and smell this? I think something's wrong. And he goes, dude, I think you have a gas leak. It smells like rotten eggs. I was like, you're right. So I call my landlord. He goes, does it smell like rotten eggs? I go, yeah. And he goes, you have a gas leak. Open the windows. I'm sending someone over right now. So the maintenance guy comes over and he's like, there's definitely a gas leak. Open all the windows. I'm like, okay. He pulls the oven out. He's like turning everything off, whatever, whatever. He goes, I'm calling the landlord. The landlord comes over. He's like, I don't really smell something, but we're going to go downstairs, check for a leak. I got another guy coming over. So I'm like, all right. So a third guy comes over. He's like, I definitely don't smell anything. And they're like, hey, we can't find a gas leak. And that's when I realized I'm the gas leak.
Yeah, dude.
That it was so bad that I had three different maintenance men and a landlord come over to look for this mysterious gas leak. They were like, look, we can't find it, but to be safe, we're turning your oven off for the weekend. We'll contact you Monday. I was like, okay, fine, whatever. Monday comes around, and they gave me a brand new oven.
Nice.
Dude, you farted your way into a new appliance? Holy shit.
You farted your way into an upgrade, a life upgrade.
Yeah. It was a shit, but
Does it smell like rotten eggs,
oven.
Cocoa butter, and cum?
Yeah, I was going to say. Whatever was left in your ass died.
I know, so I called him, and I was like, hey, my TV smells like shit. My computer smells awful.
The smell is coming from inside the faggot.
I'm just trying to get new appliances.
Just finagle your way into a new house. Like, I don't know what's going
on. Yeah, yeah. I think it's haunted. It's the Belladonna porno, My Ass is Haunted.
Jesus.
Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. Whatever happened to Belladonna?
She still does stuff.
She was such an anal queen.
Yeah, dude, she was gay queen of, like, I think 2009.
I know. What was bigger, the gape in her ass or the gap in her teeth?
Ooh.
Ooh. Got her. Some chick.
I hope she
helped me nut so many times. Gotcha. Suck it, Belladonna. I wish you would.
It's from the guy who has a fucking dumpster in his asshole who just fucking farted his way to a new stove.
No, I... Oh, yes. Yeah. I thought that was a gay joke. Yeah, I was going to argue it, but yes. No. My ass, it's really like a dumpster.
What a dumb bitch. You're like, hold on. Let me get a new fucking appliance.
What happened was, in the middle of the night, sometimes I get up and I just scoop peanut butter at like 3 a.m. and I eat it, you know, and then I mix it with chocolate, and the next day it was just a recipe for it. Beep, boop, bop, boop, disaster. What are you looking at me like that for? I've seen the shit you put on Instagram. Dude. You're like, I'm a chef. Here's a fucking chicken with spaghetti.
I was just going to say, you got balls coming after Ian.
I'm not coming after Ian.
Dollar store eggs.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Tuna. And a fucking omelet. He's like, dude, it's great. Tuna. Yes. I'm like, that's not a fucking thing.
It's
dude.
A one-way ticket to diarrhea. But
yeah, exactly.
Fucking,
it's
protein.
Horrendous.
It's cheap.
it's disgusting.
Yeah. What? You shouldn't eat it.
Ah, fuck off.
I love that, though. I'm a chef. Check this out.
Yeah. Oh, look at this. Oh, boop, boop, boop,
Let
boop,
he
boop.
Who hasn't done grocery shopping at Jack's 99 Cents cast the first stone.
Yeah, dude. You
Sometimes
never shopped
you
at a dollar store? You never?
Yeah, I shopped at a dollar store, but I got frozen meals. I didn't get fucking perishables. Are you kidding me? I got this dollar eggs. Why do I have poo-poos?
So fucking Larry the Cable Guy Rice-A-Roni, and you're all fucking stepping.
You just fucking fry it up.
And every time you do that, there's always one part where you're just like... That's right here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're
oh, yeah,
puke.
Yeah, yeah.
Every time.
Oh, man, every
shit.
Time I think I'm going to throw up. I'm waiting for it.
Oh, why do you do that to yourself?
I just, because I'm
Is
bored.
Is it out
dude.
Of necessity or out of curiosity?
Both. The way you take a dick.
Yeah. Necessity and curiosity.
I don't take dicks no more.
We'll get to that.
Oh, I don't shine shoes in my ass no more.
I don't take shines no more.
He's talking to gay. He's like, sorry, LeVar. Maybe you've been gone a while. You haven't heard.
Yeah, you've been gone a while.
No
you
more
were in
dicks
jail.
In this ass.
I don't take no dicks no more.
I don't fuck no shines no more.
Sorry.
Jesus Christ. All right, well, that'll be on the live feed. Alex, note to edit.
Man.
Well, you guys are from Philly, so Zach's ramping up his Philly racism.
I appreciate it matching the
energy. Bring it out of me, don't worry.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah. What's your shirt mean, leave Philly alone? What is that?
I don't know. It was actually just a donation for a Black Lives Matter thing. I just bought it for $10, and all the money went to that.
No, it didn't.
What?
Yeah, it was when all those riots were happening. I don't know. Do you pay attention to the news, Ian?
Well, I don't understand what leave Philly
I
alone
I have no
has
idea
to do with...
either. It would just I just bought it. I gave $10 to a charitable cause, and I got a T-shirt, Ian.
That can't be a good deal for them.
I guess.
You know what we should do? Every time something like pseudo-racist comes up on the show, we should have a link to donate to Black Lives Matter. So it like erases it. It's like a swear jar, but for racism. I would feel much better.
I know what I want to call the jar.
God damn it. Oh, fuck. Well, let's get plugs out of the way.
Yeah.
There it is. Six. What do you got to plug?
Just listen to the podcast. You fucked it. It's on YouTube, all the streaming stuff, and the Patreon, which is under you paid for it on Patreon.
Oh, that's a fun play on words.
A ditto.
You fucked
Same
it.
Same thing,
you paid
man.
For it.
Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Shainer.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. You did all of it. I don't have anything to plug.
Okay.
Yeah.
Zach.
April the 14th, Wednesday, free show in Hoboken. April the 16th, Norwalk, Connecticut. BJ Ryan's headlining two shows. I got Chris from Brooklyn coming out with me. It is a Gas Digital family affair. Please come on out. I think I'm in Brooklyn that Sunday as well at Old Man Hustle.
Oh, you and I are doing that. Yeah, we're both
doing
half
what day
hours.
Is that? At Old Man Hustle?
The 18th.
Yeah. I think we might come up for that.
Hell yeah.
No way.
Harrington asked us to come up for, it was supposed to be tonight. And then he said, like, push it to next weekend. And he was like, if you want to come up and do any of those dates.
Oh, the fucking rules.
Yeah.
So we're all on the same show.
Yeah, yeah.
Great.
Boom. Come up.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Hell yeah.
We'll ride
cool.
bikes.
There you go. Yeah, man.
Yeah. Guys, you should follow. You should
stop it.
No, Ryan. You should follow the Bye Guys Instagram at, what is it? Bye Guys Podcast. Alex?
Yep, no, he got it. Gabe Mike's giving us a thumbs up.
At Bye Guys Podcast.
Bye Guys Podcast.
At Bye Guys Podcast on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter and Twitch. IAnimal69, IAnimal69, 69, twitch.tv/IAnimal69. I have a new podcast coming out called Fuck Shaner.
Dude, every time I see you, I'm just like, I feel like a dad, and he's like, that's my son.
Yeah.
But I want to punch him in the face.
Well, I'm proud of him.
He's
probably my fault.
Too many hugs are not enough.
New dates coming up, ianfinance.com. I'm going to be headlining BJ O'Ryan's, what is it? BJ Ryan's.
BJ Ryan.
Yeah, Norwalk, Connecticut.
BJ O'Ryan.
In May, the River City Comedy Festival.
Gay Irish guy.
BJ O'Ryan.
May 7th
The suck of the Irish over there.
The funny stop in Ohio. I'm headlining.
Oh, we had old Fagerty's.
Catch me at Suck Me Dicks in Intercourse, Pennsylvania. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah, I forget. Oh, yeah. Ian's Infinite Playlist, Sirius XM Radio, every Friday, 1 p.m. with replays through the weekend and available on the app. And I think that's about it.
And if you guys like the show, thank you so much for contributing.
Yeah.
But you can always go to gasdigitalnetwork.com, use the promo code GUYS, and get yourself a 7-day free trial. Check out this show and all the other great ones on the network. And since it's time limited, we do have Bye Guys hoodies.
Yes.
In pretty pink and baby blue. They're going to be up till the 15th on podcastmerch.com. Great. It's our logo. Really love those hoodies. Just in time for summer.
Who is the artist again?
My good buddy. It's signed on the... Ian, who's it?
Question for Ian. Who is the artist again?
I don't know.
My good buddy, who I may have revealed something very filthy about in a recent episode and forgot that he signed his artwork.
Yes, I am going to get one of those hoodies and wear it, and I'm excited. So if you get one, take a picture, tag us. And thank you for all the love on the YouTube page. Subscribe to our YouTube and rate, subscribe, and review on iTunes. It helps. So thank you very much. There it is.
Fantastic. Yeah. Ian, can we start with the story that I'm excited about?
I mean, yeah, let's just fucking dive right in. Have you guys ever seen that porno of the guy putting his head in a woman's pussy and right before he goes, I'm going to dive right in?
Yeah. I just picture you watching that at home alone, like,
kicking his legs off the couch.
Laying on the end of the bench.
He's on the phone, wrapping his finger around the corner, like, oh no!
Laying on my belly, kicking my feet up. After this, I'm going to call a girl, talk about boys.
All right, so this for move over, shrimp, and your cinnamon toast crunch. 6-year-old boy claims he found a bullet in hot Cheetos. Frito-Lay calls it troubling. This is on TMZ.
This is not real. I refuse to believe.
No, it's probably just, I mean, let's face it, it's probably just a scam to get Cheetos. Though it does look like there's Cheeto cooked onto that bullet.
Nah, they did that.
So, first of all, I would like maybe to see this. This is in Elmo, Montana.
The other side of the hand.
Jesus.
Put it in the jar.
the hot Cheetos jar.
12 cents a slur every time.
Can you we bring up this guy's name because this is only half the story. There we go. Can we zoom in a little, please?
What?
Bowhorn Weasel?
Bowhorn Weasel.
Nuh-uh, that's his name?
Get the fuck out of here.
That dude rules. I believe anything he tells
of me. Elmo, Montana tells TMZ he bought the bag of chips Saturday at a local convenience store, and his 6-year-old son broke it open Easter Sunday for a little spicy chow down.
Sounds like an article from Mad Magazine.
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, let's note that these people were having hot Cheetos for Easter dinner.
That is pretty sick, though.
Oh, yeah.
That sentence is great. Look how it starts off. Bow scoffs at the doubters. What, your name or this actually fucking
We're
happening?
Told the boy found the bullet at the bottom of the bag after devouring the chips. The bullet appears to have Hot Cheetos red coating on it. Bao scoffs at the doubters, saying a bullet didn't just drop out of the sky into the bag. And don't even get him started with people who think the whole thing is made up.
I also get him started. They also said devouring.
Yeah. Dude, they're
fat piece of shit.
Cat dancing around it. What a fat garbage person. Seriously. This guy is.
There's no pictures of the guy, I'm assuming, right?
It sounds like a kid.
Yeah, well, it's a guy or and a six-year-old kid.
Okay. Damn, I'd like to see that.
After this ton of snake fucking ate all this shit.
Yeah. Oof.
What a fucking crazy
Bow Wow.
Bow Wow.
What's his name?
Bow Wow. Bowhorn.
Bowhorn
Weasel.
Weasel? What? This is just a
From
Mad
Elmo.
Lib. What noise does a dog make? What do you say when you're excited?
Yeah, put it together.
Jesus What's a Christ. Slimy fuck? Bow Wow Weasel. Or what is it? Bow Pow?
Bowhorn Bow Weasel.
Bow Pow. I don't know. Why do I keep messing the name up? Bow Chicka Wow Wow Weasel. Nothing.
I love it. I love it.
Where are you going, man?
So did does Frito-Lays have a statement that they returned with?
Yeah, it's like, fuck you, Bow.
Buford? What?
Of course.
The real name's Buford? The story's getting better and better.
Mr. Hornweasel, please.
We take this matter very seriously. We would like to talk with you directly. Please call Bibbidi-Bop-Bop and ask for a specialist so we can get all the facts. If you still have the bag, please have it near you so we can uncover more details.
Why did they black out who to call? I mean, who could possibly be behind
because
that?
Because they don't want just random
people. Yeah, they don't want...
Oh, I thought they're blacking up like Cheetos or Frito-Lay. It's like, obviously, you got to call the company.
Number there.
No, but I mean... If you want the people that read TMZ to have a number, it is not the Hot Cheetos hotline.
Imagine taking that call. Yeah, it's Bow calling about the bullet.
Have you guys ever found something that shouldn't be in a thing that you ordered to eat?
I mean, I would assume a bullet just comes with the Hot Cheetos like the prize in Cracker Jacks.
I didn't want to go there, but...
I mean, I think it's
collect
fake.
All six.
I think it's fake, and they just mashed Cheeto dust into the thing and said, "Well, look at that." Like, how do you prove it?
But it's
you
also
you can't prove. Like, was it a real shrimp in the thing?
No, I don't.
Did
think,
that really happen?
I don't
was
think
that
it's
a hoax?
Real. But it's
I
also
that was a hoax.
Like, why pick a bullet? How fucking stupid are you? Why did you just pick like a Band-Aid
or a piece of glass
or
that'll
anything?
It was just George Costanza and Blank Man throwing a dart.
Yeah.
Figuring out what it does. Remember that?
Yeah, dude.
I've never found anything. My brother found a chunk of glass in his dinner one time at Ground Round.
Oh my god, man. I loved Ground Round.
It was so good.
Oh
I
my
fucking
god.
Loved it.
Holy god, shit! Man. Ground Round was like pay a penny for every. Like, what was the deal at Ground Round? It was like your meal was as much as your kid weighed in pennies.
It was something. Like that. It was which was really awesome.
Lost money on that deal.
Like, we're going broke.
Does Weasel Horn run the place?
Weasel Horn.
Like, it's as much as he weighs in pennies. Bring him in. How much your kid weigh?
That's his name is Buford.
Yeah. Buford, sorry.
Buford Weasel.
Buford. Is it hyphenated? Did his wife keep the one name? Yeah.
Buford Bow.
Bow.
Horn Weasel.
Horn Weasel.
Bow.
Jesus. Dude, one time I found half of a worm and a chicken nugget from Burger King.
Jesus.
That means you ate the other half.
And all no. It was in the thing. Mm. I it was in the bottom half. I bit the top half and I saw this thing stick. I didn't eat it.
Come on.
And
you ate it.
I got free nuggets, like another free thing of nuggets. We really should have pushed harder. And then that night, I got slam hammered drunk and woke up on like a friend's lawn. And when my grandfather picked me up, I was puking. And he's like, "Are you drunk?" I was like, "It was the worm. It's food poisoning from the worm."
But I went back and got an extra set of nugs, though.
Yeah. I mean, we could have had like a fucking
don't worry,
lawsuit.
Pop-up.
When I was a kid, I definitely bit into a pear and ate part of a worm, and I have not had fruits or vegetables since.
Well, we can tell.
Whoa.
What? Dude,
I've boycotted all.
Did you eat a worm while exercising as well?
How much did that worm weigh, dude? Jesus Christ.
It's like a half a cobra. Yeah.
I was running and I saw a worm. I was like, never again.
You know I haven't always been enormous, right?
No, I'm joking. I am enormous. Fuck, man, would you say it? I love you. I know.
I know you're in the chair of ignorance.
No, we're gonna get you back on the Zach attack. You're gonna drop some LBs. We're gonna have a Bye Guys exercise summer challenge.
We're absolutely not doing that.
Come on,
no.
Are you just making this up as you go along?
Yes.
So, you know,
we're gonna do this. No, I fucking made it up.
If people know me, they know two things about me: bikes and summer challenges. All right.
Please know, the last 6 years of my life, I've had to go. You know, it'd be a great bit if we just put your health on the line. Stupid podcast bit that I'll forget about because then I'll talk about myself again for 45 minutes.
We should do a gas digital exercise, team building exercise.
New podcast, Chest Pains with Zach Amico. That's what it's going to be.
I think it would be fun.
Yeah, this is such a hack radio bit.
We're basically like woke shock jocks with the fuck stuff we're doing.
We're cock jocks.
Yeah, we're cock jocks. We're progressive shock jocks. We have a segment where we turn the chat stream on a chatterbait. We watch a trans chick jerk off, and then we make our chat go in there.
So,
and in order to talk, you got to donate to the sex worker.
Ah,
yeah.
Wow. Do you get a Leave Philly Alone t-shirt?
Goes right to it.
It just says Leave Philly.
Put it in the jar.
Oh man, yeah, dude. So you're not gonna get in shape then?
No, I'm working on it.
Oh, you are?
I'm already down a little.
Yeah. Oh hell yeah, dude.
You do.
Yeah.
You look like you have lost it.
I'm wearing people clothes.
Yeah.
I'm wearing pants with.
Well, what kind of people?
I'm wearing pants.
I was like, what people are you talking about?
I'm wearing pants.
I know you were wearing pants last week.
Yeah, it's a new thing again.
I know. I dig it.
Wearing
awesome.
Pants is a new thing?
He recently asked me and Foley if we were too fat to wear pants.
Okay. Oh, don't. Okay, oh, wait a minute. Dude. Don't even loop yourself into that.
Okay.
He asked me and Foley. Are you too fat?
No,
to
I meant like
Foley.
No, with like a belt.
Oh,
or like a.
I was like, don't loop yourself into Foley.
Like, can you buckle or is it like elastic only? That's what I meant.
Foley looks like he was made in Industrial Light and Magic. He is fucking huge. He is gigantic.
I have been showing everyone that picture of him and Kevin because I was like, this is fucking fake.
It looks.
There is
fake.
No way this. And he's just like.
It's like Kevin's like, yeah, we love the podcast.
He's so
like,
you see this?
And Kevin's head is huge.
Yes,
so I know. Yeah.
And we all know Kevin lost weight. That's fine.
Yes.
But he didn't lose that much weight.
Right.
Dude, that's in. Always sitting in that chair, I was like,
can you?
Oh, I have it right here, dude. I show it to everyone.
Can you send that to Alex?
Yeah.
Alex, say your number on the podcast.
Yeah, give out the number.
Come on, Alex. Give out the number.
I can't do that, but I could write it down. Hold on.
No, I meant the number of dudes you fucked. Give us the number.
Dude.
Here's a picture. Here's a picture of them.
No, they look
no,
great.
They
right
look
no,
they look really
no.
there.
No, that's, no, find the one.
Look at that picture.
Look at that picture, Alex, and put it on the screen.
Oh, my good Lord.
I think if you go, it was definitely on Twitter at one point.
It's actually, if you look up Guinness Book of World Records for fat piece of shit, it's in there.
Hey, he's working on it. He's
no, he's
way
not.
No, he's not.
We're all getting better.
Foley and Ryan
look like. It's a self-improvement summer.
No, it's not.
They look like if Penn and Teller were never successful.
It's a get in shape summer.
No. Not for Foley.
Never.
If anything, Foley's just slimming down to fit in a casket. That's if anything he's trying to do.
You gotta upgrade him from piano box.
Foley, seriously, what fucking forklift is gonna take him to the fucking graveyard? We have no idea. And I love Foley, but dude, you're scaring me.
I show everyone this picture just randomly.
It's like
random.
Instead of your kids, like, look at this fat piece of shit.
The only person whose urn's gonna be a cooler.
Dump it on Kevin at the end of the eulogy, like a football game.
Oh my god!
I was showing this to when we were out in India. O'Connor was hosting. He got off stage. He thought he did shit. He's like, God damn it! That I was like, dude, you know what, man? I wouldn't even sweat it. I thought it went well. Also. He's like, why the fuck do you keep showing that?
That looks like one of those memes that's don't talk to me and my son ever again.
There it is.
Oh my god.
There it is, dude.
Look at that.
James with the giant peach belly.
What is going on there?
That's so
weird. It looks like Foley is just eyeballing someone's sandwich right now. Like, just like, I gotta have that.
Yeah, when we done with this thing.
It looks like in 20 years when Justin Bieber can only afford.
I'm a full size man.
Because I don't know what's happening.
Seriously,
it's 20 years in the future, and Justin Bieber can only afford homeless security guards.
Imagine that chair.
So tiny.
Oh, man.
I feel bad for Foley because that's definitely perspective too, though.
Oh yeah.
Like, so I feel really bad because it's just that he's way closer to the camera.
Is that what you want to call?
That's, I don't know.
They look pretty fucking even. Look, Kevin's knee is in front of Foley.
Okay,
Kevin's
knee
is in front of Foley.
Yeah, look at their legs. They're the exact same
legs.
From knee to ankle. It's
dude,
the same.
This is like the fat moon landing. We're trying to figure it out here.
Dude, look at that Glover's fucking mitt over the hand.
Glover's mitt? What the fuck? Glover's mitt? You stupid piece of Philadelphia.
Catches.
Yeah, look at the Glover's mitt over there.
Dude, I can't even talk.
Yo, look at his hand toes. They're big and chubby. Yo, man, for real.
Glover's mitt.
You know Glover's mitt.
Yeah, look at the Donald Glover's mitt.
Jesus Christ.
But look at that hand. Look at that thing, dude.
It looks
like the guy in Big Trouble when he's like.
I mean, that is a huge.
This is
Glover
Kevin.
Smith. You're right.
Come on. You're talking Glover's mitts. We're talking Foley mitts.
Yeah, dude. This is Kevin explaining how it takes 8 people to operate Foley.
For close-ups, we can actually go right in and control his eyes and mouth.
Yeah, seriously. Look, hold on. Foley, make a mean face.
Foley's shirt is covering Krang.
Dude, if Foley got...
There's actually a fan in there to keep the guy inside cool.
He does look mad. Like, he's looking at somebody like, you gonna finish that or what? No, you better get it out of my eyesight.
Foley shows up in craft services as just yogurt. And he found out, he's like, what?
No, Foley got up to get seconds and somebody cleared his first plate. So he's pissed off.
Yeah, dude.
I wasn't done with that. They says I wasn't done with that.
This is all said with love.
That's all it says.
An empty pizza box. He's like, where'd you go with that?
Wait, did you get rid of the crusts?
Kev is so tiny.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that picture is just insane.
Oh, God.
And it's... It's just so crazy because, like, you're like, oh, that might be forced perspective. I'm like, Kevin's knee is in front of Foley.
I know.
There was no trickery in that. That was.
I thought that was Photoshop. Like, somebody was fucking around. I was like, there's no way this is real.
Me too. I thought it was a goof.
No. Foley's like, I look pretty good in it, huh? Like, no, dude. What are you fucking kidding me? Look at your Glover's mitts. You got Glover's mitts.
Look at that child beanbag you got in your fucking shorts there, dude.
Glover's mitts.
Hanging over the chair.
Yeah, I mean, this episode's called Glover's mitts.
Right? Oh, yeah.
I thought it was going to be called Put It in the Jar. Glover's mitts is great.
There's two jars, one for racial slurs and 6 is stupidity. We'd be filling that up real fast.
I don't know, man. It's going to be a tight race.
The stupidity jar better be as big as Foley.
It's just one of his thighs.
Holy shit.
Man.
Oh God. Shit.
That's good. Poor Foley.
God, yeah. I am sweating like Foley does when he breathes. Woo! I love you.
Just sitting down, dude. That's the face. He's like, I think everything's still intact.
Oh, God. That's why we're all going to do a Friends Help Friends Get in Better Shape summer.
Yeah.
Beep, 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 beep. I'm fucking gay.
That's good.
Oh, man.
You're in shape, Shaner.
Which
is surprising.
Why would you think I wouldn't be?
Because I've seen your teeth.
Wow.
Well, he walks everywhere.
That's
literally walks everywhere.
Yeah.
Why? Because you got your car keys taken away.
Foley ate him.
Hey, you believe this guy's in shape who has to walk to and from the dollar store?
Dude, I walked to the dollar store and passed 2 other dollar stores.
You can't drive when you got 10 DUIs.
Well, you have your license now, though, right?
I do. I have a license. I'm thinking about getting another car and fucking it up again.
Are you? You fucked it up?
Yeah.
You fucked up your first car?
Well, I drove it to Philadelphia, and then I parked it, and then I just never went back to it, and one day it was gone, and I never
What happened to it?
I have no idea.
You don't know?
They towed it.
They towed it.
It was after
they
got booted.
No.
I took the $250
loss. Dude, do you remember that gig we did and my car got towed?
Yes.
And it wasn't even my car, it was my friend's car. Oof. And I had to leave and go walk and pick it up and fucking pay all this bullshit fine. And I come back to the hotel room and a fucking Martin Scorsese song is playing because these guys are
you
like...
You know those songs Martin Scorsese yeah,
what?
No, from a Scorsese movie. And fucking Jenny's on the ledge about to jump and everyone in the room's on drugs.
Scorsese did Gump?
Like a movie when they're all doing drugs.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Do you know Martin Gump?
Foley is fat.
There it is.
What fucking rat race is going on in your head right now? Gee, Jesus fucking Christ.
You got Glover's in my brain.
What wheel fell off in there, you fucking dope? Jesus Christ.
And the Stones are playing.
Yeah, Forrest comes into that town.
And then, you know, Tom Hanks is on the beach and Scorsese's there. You fucking retard.
That was Ian's way of saying he saw men doing drugs.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he got frightened.
Wait, where was the car towed? Was that up here?
Oh, it was in Philly.
Oh,
it was
that,
you know, was Philly that, Comedy Club?
The comedy club that's on like top the, of the...
Oh, yeah, yeah, Philly Comedy Club. Yeah, in Old City. Yeah, in Old City.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You did that shithole?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, I've done that shithole quite a lot. Yeah, a is good. That still around?
No, they didn't reopen. I don't even think that restaurant reopened.
Oh, no. Damn.
Yeah, I mean, everything's
it was always a fun enough gig, like going down and
oh,
stuff.
Yeah.
But it was a knife fight sometimes.
I mean, the setup
that's like a money
gig. You just
do it for the money.
Yeah, it was like a railroad.
Well, you have to like look either left or right.
And there's no one in front of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they did it where you looked towards half the room and then there was a whole back area.
Well, dude, that was like the green room area. Hookah.
Yeah.
And I was like, I feel like this is too big of a green room area. It was fucking huge.
Huge.
Dude, I'll never forget fucking, dude, we're there. And this is just so quintessential, like what a fucking road booker is. Dave Smith's on the phone and he's like, oh my God. Oh my! It was when like the firefighters had to break into his apartment.
Yeah.
He's on the phone. He's like, "Oh my God! They tore the door down. Are you all right? There was a fire." And the booker's like, "You gotta try the fish. We're very proud of the fish." And he's like,
what?
"Wait, what? There's an absolute emergency going on. Fish? You're talking about fire?
Dave's
it's fire roasted."
Like, Dave's like, "There's firefighters in the house right now. Are you okay? Do we need a hotel room?" And he's like, "We can go across the street and get you guys food if you need me."
Yeah. Just
they do push those apps that he drops.
Oh,
he loves them.
I know.
It's like, my house is burning down. He's like, "But did you try the spring rolls?"
So the poppers are good. They're very good.
And then Ian's car got towed, and somebody had to walk back to the hotel on ecstasy in the snow, and it was unpleasant.
That sounds like a good time.
It was a real harsh.
Like ecstasy in the snow would be fun.
Ecstasy in the snow sounds like a good album.
Yeah, like every time it drops on your face, you're like, woo, feel good.
No.
I've never done ecstasy.
No, that's
unpleasant.
Ian, you act like a mom who's never done drugs ever. Like, it's so good. You just throw your hand
up. And then we got in a fight and Lewis didn't come home with us.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
So it was me, Ian, Dave, Lou.
Uh-huh.
We got in a huge fight with Lewis about him just being Lewis. And he's like, "Fine, I'm going to go. Does this hotel have a steam room?" And they're like, "No." He's like, "I'm going to make one." And he angrily turned his shower on all the way hot and like put towels under the door and made like an Instagram video. He's like, "Do it yourself sauna. Because I have no friends. And fuck everybody. So I got a sauna." And then we're like, "Hey, we're leaving."
God.
And he's like, "Fine, I'll stay here. I'll take the train back in the morning." We got like a blowout fight.
Really?
And meanwhile, Dave's like on the phone with his wife.
Yeah.
Because there was a fire in like the apartment next door and they had to break down their door to get on her fire escape and go around.
Dave's dealing with like legitimate real problems. Lewis is like, "My made up steam room won't get hotter.
I need my pores exfoliated now. I don't care."
That's wild.
Well, ever since Dave has been like shacked up with the baby, it is so fun to go to gigs with him because you could just stand a foot behind him and his fans will be like, "Hey, I brought you drugs." And he'll be like, "Thank you so much." And then they just go right to me.
Oh, nice.
That's good.
Down the line.
Drugs, dude.
What drugs did they give you?
I don't know. It was pills. We Googled them. They were fine. And then we stopped for a cheesesteak on the way.
Wait. We can't just ride
pills.
Past
oh,
that
wait, did
one.
We what? Get cheesesteaks?
We got cheesesteaks, and it was full of cops, and I was...
Where'd you get them
I couldn't open the tape on the cheesesteak.
Oh, with the wrapping, yeah.
Because my hands were so fucked up. I was like all jittery. That's,
yeah.
And I was like, these cops are going to notice someone my size not enjoying their cheesesteak.
Dude.
I was like, I'm going to go in the car.
Just start biting for it. Like, I got to
when
make this.
When fucking Gino Sr. or what was the guy's name?
Joey Vento.
When he died for 24 hours, they played God Bless America over the speakers at Gino's over and over and over. It was so fucking gross.
Ugh.
That place is disgusting.
It's both of them.
Both
I can't
of them
stand them. Yeah.
They're 24 hours. So
yeah.
It's
I mean,
like
yeah,
the
if
only
it's late,
place
I
to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to go there at 2 a.m. after show and tell, you know?
Were you on the gig? No, that was another one where we got. Lewis gave me a speech about how fat I was, and we went and got cheesesteaks, and then he asked if we could stop at McDonald's for fries to go with his cheesesteak.
You do too much heroin. I got to cook up.
Yeah.
He's just holding a bent spoon.
Yeah, like, can I get a bigger spoon? You got to cut back.
That's so fucked up.
That's relationship, Lewis, though.
Oh,
then
yeah?
He turned, like we're leaving a gig, and I'm like, hey, can we go get booze and drugs? And he's like, let's go to McDonald's for ice cream. I need to be in bed by 10.
Like, what are you, my grandma?
And then he falls asleep whispering sweet nothings to his beloved.
Turn the sauna up, you know what I mean?
And then he calls me at 7:30 in the 15 minutes, and I have to pick myself up from whatever Juggalo flop house I've woken up in.
Where were you guys staying at in Philly when you were doing those shows?
There was a hotel right down the street.
Okay, yeah, yeah. I know
where were we supposed to stay the night? I thought we were just driving down and driving back. I didn't.
We were, but they got us hotel rooms.
Oh, nice.
Oh, because it was snowing.
No, I think they came with the gig.
Oh, okay.
But we weren't going to stay, and then we did not, except Sauna Boy. The man likes a good schvitz. The man likes a good schvitz.
Sitting on the end of the bed.
That's
a
dollar store schvitz, dude. Yeah. That's what I would do.
Get some eggs.
Shane would walk back and forth to that schvitz.
That's a good one. I just ate a fucking tuna omelet. I'm about to shit my ass over here.
You've made a tuna omelet?
Yeah, dude.
When? Did I?
No.
All right, good.
No, but that's
I'm not
what
dealing with that shit.
I haven't eaten one of those in a while. They're disgusting, but they are good.
No, I hate you trying to charge him up to it with your cooking. You're like, yeah, I'm going to try
you
something.
You canned tuna in an omelet?
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. He's like, what? I'm like, it's fucking disgusting.
You cook this for other people or just you're single?
Oh,
right?
No.
I mean, come on.
That's
if he wasn't,
what happens
he is
if
now.
You do this for a partner?
I would never do that for
dude, if you did a breakfast in bed, you're like, hey, babe.
tuna omelet.
Get ready to hug that bowl, baby.
Oh.
By the way, a tuna omelet is also what Ian calls pussy.
Num.
Nice.
I've been very blessed with good smelling coochies in my life.
Oh, yeah? You've never had a sour one? There's never been one where you...
Yes, come on now. And when I was fucking from behind, I had to, like, cover my face.
Really?
Yeah.
A bit south of ripe?
Oh, dude. And I came, and she was like, now it's my turn to come. And I was like, I'm tired. And she's like, well, your fingers work, don't they? And I was like,
whoa.
What nano are you fucking, dude?
Oh, boy.
Jesus Christ.
Your fingers worked out? What part of South Philly were you in?
I mean,
I was going to say, I think it's time to play Guess the Ethnicity.
Yeah.
Put it in the jar.
Yeah.
You're correct.
Yeah.
But it was.
I had a feeling.
Woo!
That's rough.
I had a feeling from the demeanor of that story.
It was ripe moth.
Boy.
Did you find a bullet at the bottom of it?
Oh, man.
No, but for the most part, it's been...
No, man.
Nothing too crazy.
No.
Shainer, on the other hand.
I've had some fucking wild ass, like rotten apples. It's fucking wild. There was one.
Well, I can't imagine, you know, making a tuna omelet, you would attract, you know, top tier gals.
It's not, not a lot of people know about that. I'm not the one who's just like,
not leading with it.
Not exactly. I'm not fucking going like, hey, you want that? No.
I'm going to work their way up to that.
Yeah, dude, that's
T.O.
Like, that's too much information. Some of these girls that I just randomly hook up with have a lot going on down there. And again, if you go past the belly button,
you
got
picking them right up after roller derby? Like, where are you finding these girls?
Tinder, man. Tinder. You get some fucking Bush League girls.
Some Port Richmond Tinder.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, but they're, you know, they're willing.
So you don't let that doesn't get in the way of
what?
Going to...
Oh, no. Well, the thing is, if you go down past somebody's belly button, you can't come straight back up.
I always do a dip test.
How do you do that?
Yeah, how do you do that without looking too obvious?
What do you do, the worm in front of you?
Yeah, what are you doing?
No, you're making out, you're moving around, and you're, you know, touching, and you're fingering a little, and then, like, you go up, and you kiss, and then you put your arm around him, and you go, woo. And then that's how you tell if it's
yep, that's right a man's ass.
You've never done that?
No.
Or you like change positions a little for, you know, dry humping and stuff, and then when they're not looking, you just go like that.
I've never thought about
it. Yeah, it's called being smart.
Oh, okay? Sorry.
See, my move in my single days was I would skip door number one.
What's door number one?
I would skip the vagina.
And go straight to the ass?
Yeah,
you'd finger ass immediately?
Yeah, well, here's my move.
Well, you got to do the dip test for that, too.
So
that's a different thing.
Girl, in her underwear, on your lap, and you have two handfuls of ass cheek, and then you graze the butthole with your middle finger.
Yeah.
And then if she goes, huh, and you're like, oh, I'm sorry, I was just squeezing your ass. But if she backs into it, completely skip vagina, start fingering her butt.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's like if you're
But you don't smell it. You find out the smell by going down.
I sailor dive.
You don't do like a rough draft?
No, man.
Yeah, you got to do the rough draft before the fucking final essay.
No, man.
You guys are amateurs.
It's pen to paper for me, dude. It's cannot erase. It's going
right
down.
You get a big old F on that project.
I knew you didn't
for
test.
Funky smell.
I knew you didn't test anything. Ever since you told me the Deb story, that fucking, I knew you didn't.
What Deb story?
Oh, chick, I fucked a 48-year-old lady.
Deb is the best.
No. Tell Ian where we found this gem.
At the Khyber.
No.
Oh,
no.
You wish it was at the Khyber, too.
A 48-year-old woman from Pennsylvania has to be named Deb legally, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
At Les and Doreen's Happy Tap.
What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah. This was years ago.
You fucked her in the bathroom?
No.
So that's where you picked her up.
No, that's a sexual technique.
Yeah.
The happy tap.
Shit.
Dude.
This was a sad tap. I'll tell you that much, dude.
Lesson Dreams.
This is a melancholy situation.
Philly. And this one walks in and sees this gem at the end of the bar.
She puts on
Mariah Carey and starts dancing by herself.
I thought she put on Honky Tonk Woman.
No. That was number two.
Yeah. She put on Mariah Carey and started dancing by herself.
Always Be My Baby by Mariah Carey. Uh-huh. And started dancing by herself, so I went over.
Fuck! Sorry.
What happened? Did you trigger
you? What the fuck?
No, I just saw smoke come out of your mouth, and I realized I had a jewel at home that I wanted to smoke during the podcast.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
Are you okay?
Wait, go ahead. I really want a cigarette.
No, let's harp on me and Foley's addiction issues.
Fuck! I bought a jewel just for this fucking podcast, and I left it at home. All right, back to Deb. Sorry, go ahead. I think it's
right,
I
should have fucked. I think I fucked her too.
Jesus Christ. Sorry.
What the
fuck? I just want to see it.
It's like that. Wait. I was gonna maybe, that's my mom's favorite. You son of a bitch!
Wait, she was going to the happy tab.
Wait, Deb from Port Richmond?
Wait a minute.
All right, so go ahead.
So anyway, I was like, I mean, I was just gunning for Poon and I didn't care. And I remember, like, when I was there, no one was, like, I wasn't getting, like, nobody was paying attention. I wasn't getting any vibes. And then Deb came in, put on that song, started dancing by herself with her fucking pink tube top and her fucking high-rise jeans.
This sounds like National Geographic shit.
And I was like,
she looked like it.
Yeah, dude.
Her neck was long as shit.
Do you have an Instagram or something for her?
No.
No? No photographic evidence?
48.
She's off the grid.
I guess so.
She's probably dead now.
Oh, she's
probably dead.
She's
I thought
dead.
About
so
it.
What happened?
So anyway, we start dancing, and like we're like grinding in Lesson Doreen.
Dude, Lesson Doreen's is as big as this fucking room.
It's smaller.
It's horrible.
Is there weed in this?
No, he wouldn't give you weed.
Oh my God! Thank you.
All right.
Please get back to your awesome story.
Christ.
So you're grinding on this skank.
But no one else is dancing.
No one else
no
is
one dancing.
That's
there.
A sad state
no
of
one
affairs
dances.
To begin
no
with.
One, no one's dancing.
When two people are grinding in a room full of not dancing people.
Dude, so she and I are like fucking around. I'm like, just like, I can't believe this is happening. And then we kind of start making out for a second. And I'm like, oh, this is great. She's like, hey, I just want to stop you. You're not coming home with me tonight. You're not. I was like, that means I'm
Because
lady, I eat totally, tuna omelets.
Totally coming
You think this is gonna stop?
Dude,
me?
I know her fucking tuna omelet was ready to go.
It was searing.
So then I bought another round, and we drank, and then she started going towards the door, and I was like, "Oh, I guess I am not." And then she turned around like, "You coming or not?" And I was like,
"Your
whoa,
fingers work or
dude,
what? You guys might know the same person, dude."
It was crazy. But that was when we got back to her place. I told you before, dude. I got back to her place.
She's like kicking children's toys off the floor.
Honestly.
Tell them how she set the mood with the music.
Oh,
this
dude,
is.
Dude, we go in. First off, her house looks like she has multiple cats. No cat to be found, but it just had that vibe. We walk in. First thing she does, she's like, "You want a drink?" I'm like, "Yeah." She hands me a pint glass full of room temperature Pennsylvania Dutch eggnog with liquor in it.
What time of year
she's
was
shaking
it?
She's
this
like,
is
you want
August,
drink?
Baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude.
She's unsets like, the mood for fucking.
Dude, and I'm just like she's
a
like,
pint glass with eggnog.
Dude, and yeah. She's like
sitting you like a brick.
Oh, dude, Shane.
I'm like, all right. I'm like,
she
we
just
are
tastes
in.
Like a Marlboro Red.
Dude, yeah. She goes in her living room. You know, she fires up the PlayStation. She puts on Kenny Loggins.
No.
I'm dead serious.
Play music through the PlayStation.
Through the PlayStation.
Well, okay, question.
This is
was
not
it an app, or was it the CD
no,
in
this
the
is
PlayStation?
CD. CD.
PS1.
This is PS1. This is PS1.
And this was not
this is,
that long
this is
ago.
When
this
the blue thing PS1 comes up days. And it's just the world on it, and it's yeah. Just like track two. We start fooling
well,
around.
We're going to play Crash Bandicoot, or we are going to fuck.
We start fooling
which
around.
Which I call playing Crash Bandicoot.
You get nogged up.
Dude, we...
You get nogged up!
So we're pretty nogged up at this point.
Dude, we're totally nogging.
Dude, I'm about half glass of nog deep.
Dude.
Kenny Noggins,
it's
dude. Here we go.
It's crazy, dude. Where are my noggers at, dude? Where are they?
Put 50 cents in the jar.
Whoa. Come on, now. We went upstairs... And I remember, like, I took those.
I've got nogger dick.
I took those.
Fuck, no.
I was nog deep, no. Dude. I was nog deep. Dude, I took her fucking cork wedges off.
Oh, my
God.
No.
Pulled
were
them.
The bottom of her feet dirty?
Dude, they.
It's like it took forever to unlace her Wolverine boots. I'm down there, like, I'll be right with you, babe.
Yeah, I got horns.
She had this steel boot.
She wrapped
them
around the boot.
Why don't you get another glass of nog while I get to work down here?
But we started fucking around, and I remember, like, I did go
down.
Did
she have a bed sheet on her couch?
No. But we...
Tell him about the couch, how that was held up.
The fucking couch was held up by books.
What?
There were books.
Was it like a flannel couch?
Oh, dude, it was like a bluish. It was like that. But it also, she had a love seat that was like that velvet suede with like the mum shit going on.
Oh.
Did it have the wood trim? Like
yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That shit's the worst.
And it was like, we fucked upstairs in her bed. And then I remember like, it was just straight up banging. There was no oral, no nothing. And then we came downstairs, and like she's like, "I don't suck dick. Just want to let you know." And I was like,
"She's putting on track." Yeah. She's like, "This one's a banger."
She's also, you know, if you use Sweet Tooth, you can get to a special level of her.
You ever play Twisted Metal?
It's so good. But then she ended up sucking my dick, and we like 69'd on the floor, which is crazy to do
on her rug.
Yeah, on her shag carpeting.
It was
just dead cats.
Dude, it was just like pulling out and coming all over bellies and
and it was a stinky stink.
And then it actually didn't. I thought it was going to be worse.
Whoa.
It was actually pretty,
hairy.
No,
whoa,
no, she was ready. She came into Les Andorians with
Teb was ready.
She's
called up to the.
She was just
place.
Waiting for anybody to pay attention to her.
Did she have any odd tattoos?
No.
Whoa.
Nah.
What happened? You never saw her again?
No.
She kicked him out.
Yeah, I got out.
Yeah.
I got out of there.
What happened?
She was just like, "Okay, are you going to spend the night or can you just, like, I got to be up in the morning." And I was like,
it's a toll booth worker.
I was like, all right. I literally went to my buddy's house and, like, walked in.
You better
in.
Not make me lose my kids.
She's like, "Don't make me lose my kids." She's got a huge stream up her face.
Oh, golly.
What, man? I shoot.
But that is the... I mean...
I blast, dude. Whatever.
That is a great thing, though, that you got her to be like, get out.
Yeah, I mean, I...
That's an awkward, you know, you have a one-nighter, it's like...
Did you walk home?
Yeah, no, I walked to my buddy's
house. To the dollar store. Extra tuna today.
I unbuttoned my shirt a little bit, I was like...
You throw it down at the dollar store, you're like, keep the change. Yeah.
What is that, Bumblebee?
Hell yeah.
Because I am buzzing.
No chicken in the sea for me tonight, boys.
It's Oof. So good.
Yeah, you know how I get when I'm knocked up.
It was super knocked up.
But dude, when you told me the story and like the setting and you described her and you and I asked you, did you go down? You're like, hell yeah. I was like, yeah. Oh, that's where you need that test that you're talking about.
I think it was like, yeah, I was kind of like, test. I was a couple nogs in.
Checking the oil. Yeah,
I was getting a couple nogs.
How many drinks did you have at the bar
at
prior?
At the bar.
And what were you drinking?
Oh, just fucking High Life and whiskey. Just beer shot.
City wine.
Yeah. So then we got to her palace and I got nogged up. And I was just like,
oh, could you taste the nog?
Dude, and the funny thing is, I started getting phlegmy at one point.
Nog. Oh, phlegmy. Oh. Yeah.
Dude, that was a snotty coos, I'll tell you that much.
I love how...
Gives you a nog and a bologna sandwich.
Dude, she definitely poured them into two mismatching plastic cups. Like, one was a 64-ounce Wawa mug.
It was a commemorative Flintstones.
One was
Flintstones.
A Batman 89 cup.
You said the one was a guitar garita.
Yeah, guitar garita. Dude, she definitely got that at Camden. She's like, I'm a parrot head on the weekend.
It's got like a lizard with like a mariachi band.
It had a maraca on the handle. I'm like, this is pretty good.
I got it at the Golden Lizard.
Dude, that's
insane. Now I'm thinking about you. It's one of those, the Batman Forever commemorative Burger King.
Yeah.
It had the holographic thing on it. It's like, see that? That's the Riddler when it blows up. It's pretty good.
Her just being like, let me set the controller.
It was so fucking funny.
Have you seen my controller? I got turned to track.
And your track record, that was actually pretty good.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Because that's not even the worst.
Yeah, I've had worse.
I fucked a girl named Bear Hunter.
Whoa.
Yes.
Yeah. Bear Hunter?
And
was she trying to fuck up with a bullet in the bag, too?
Is she from Elmo, Wisconsin?
First day on OKCupid.
Whoa.
I signed up at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I had Bear Hunter at my house at 2 a.m.
What did Bear,
I can't even
what did Bear Hunter look like?
A Bear Hunter.
Did she have face paint on?
Big black
a musket
chick.
And a raccoon hat.
Light-skinned black chick with a big afro.
Yes.
Whoa.
And straight up asked me if I had other fat, hairy friends that would come over and fuck her, too.
Oh, my God.
She showed up on a bike.
Bicycle or like a vroom vroom?
Bicycle.
Oh,
with
hell
a,
yeah.
I was hoping vroom vroom.
With a water bottle full of wine.
What? Oh,
yeah. Like a sports bottle.
Yes.
The one that goes
yes.
that goes in the bike.
That's
you know, like,
so she's
a like, bottle.
I got one on my bike.
Oh, full of red wine.
That's so great.
Holy shit.
And, yes. Yeah. That was
so. It was pretty much set from the jump, though. When you
oh yeah, absolutely.
Like,
I had
over.
Put drinks heavily, looking for casual sex.
Oh,
in
nice.
My search.
Oh yeah, that'll
get one like result. A Beartooth earring.
Yeah, after and, she got done fucking, did she carve a tally mark in her tail?
That's another one. Day.
She tries to scalp you. Yeah.
She drew the story of our love on the wall.
Yeah, in her own shit. Just like check it out.
I think I went. She wound up coming over like two or three times.
Oh, you went back to Bear Hunter?
It was good puss.
Oh,
it was a good time. She was. She let me film the first time we fucked.
Whoa.
Yeah. And
wow. Repressed
did you call
memory
her Bear,
Hunter.
Or was it like a
no?
Yeah.
She had a name.
What was
but
it?
Her name on OKCupid
okay.
was
Bear
Hunter.
Bear Hunter.
I was gonna say that'd be weird after that. You're like, so anyway, Bear Hunter. You want to get it something to eat?
Yeah. All these videos don't exist.
The name
but
Charisse.
Big
but they
J
call
has seen. Big J has seen all the Zach Amico sex tapes.
Okay.
Because we used to do screenings at our old manager's house.
Hilarious.
And yeah, she came up two or three times, and she was always loaded when she came over. And so I was like, all right, I guess we drink. When this chick's here. So yeah. I got real drunk. She comes over. And this was the end of our relationship.
Aww.
I said, we fucked. I said, I'll be right back. I got to pee. And I fell asleep taking a shit with the door open.
Yes. Classic.
That's woke the way up. All good love stories end, dude.
And I woke up to her putting her coat on crying.
Oh, that's hilarious. Because of the smell?
I think you have a gas leak.
Yeah, she's like,
next thing I knew, I had a new stove. It was weird.
It's crazy.
They had to buy me a new toilet.
Tuna omelets.
And yeah, she, and then I was like, I'll walk you to the train. And I just, the last thing she ever said to me, she just went, I walk alone, and slammed the door. Which is,
I walk alone.
Yeah, it's a Green Day song.
It's Batista's music.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh my God.
She yelled, you've been godsmacked.
Does
she
have
one tear coming down? She's like, I'll never see you again, fucker.
She bunny hopped out of your dreams.
And slammed my door.
I walk alone.
All right, bear hunter.
Jesus Christ. And from the sounds of it, it sounds like she really kind of waddles alone, really.
Just walking down the... No, she was like a real thick, like, I think she was half black, half like some type of Middle Eastern.
Mm. Oh, yes.
Whoa.
Was that in her bio,
love too? That.
No, because I was trying to guess.
She said it, too. Yeah, she
some kind of Middle Eastern, I don't know.
Yeah,
some kind of monster.
Huge bush, hairy armpits.
Huge bush.
No.
Oh, really?
How big a bush are we talking?
Big
like
bush.
Big?
Yeah.
I do not like.
Man.
I'll fuck around with it.
Do not like.
I'll fuck around with
hairy bush?
Do not
like.
Dude, yeah. I'll fuck around with a bush depends. And definitely fuck around with a girl with hairy armpits.
Really?
No, that'll do it for me sometimes.
Hairy armpits, I got no problem.
No.
I got no problem.
I like
problem.
To lick armpits. Now. I don't want hair in there.
Ah. You're one of them. Okay. I know a kid did. Yep.
I got no problem. I have no problem with body hair, but if it starts becoming like a fucking stingray
like
tail
down the thighs.
Like if you have a whole bush but you can keep like the lips clean, I don't give a shit.
Yeah,
I don't give a crap
above
about
is
that.
Fine, above but on
is,
the lips.
But I'm talking like all
out.
The way down. But like when there's that trail that goes up the ass crack, up to like that.
Oh yeah,
no.
Lower back hair.
Oh.
I've been so blessed. No.
Dude, I thought the chick with a happy trail.
So grateful.
Oh, dude.
Oh, really?
I thought
I jerked off to Britney Spears on the cover of Rolling Stone. She had a little bit of a happy trail.
This was not a little bit.
Yeah, those blonde happy trails? Those are fucking...
It was just a tint of darkness on the happy trail.
Yeah, but that's like how you know she's mature.
Wow.
Oh, dude.
Wow. Alex, what do you got down there?
I feel like, first of all, whenever I'm wearing a belly shirt, Big J always makes fun of my belly button hair. I think it's kind of cute. It's just like a little bit of hair underneath the belly button. I don't know.
Put it up on the screen.
I don't have it.
Oh, damn. But yeah.
God, I want to say something, but I don't want to.
Oh,
fuck. I want to say something so bad.
Say it, Zach.
Say it.
I don't know. Does it need a jar?
No.
Okay, all
right,
say it.
I was like, put it in this.
Okay, say it then.
Oh, no, I don't want to blow up on anybody's spot.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Good.
Off the air, though, we got to talk about something.
All right. Well, I can't wait. No bush.
Really?
I've been very blessed. Great. God, Yahweh, bless. Bless up. Allah, thank you.
For me, I also think it's a weight thing. Like, a real big girl with a bush, they're... Pussy looks like my face. Like, it starts
does
to
it have,
like,
does
separate.
It have the paint on it as well?
It's like
no, but it
mirror.
Will. It fucking will. And it gets, like, wispy and far apart.
Whoa.
And that can be weird. Tiny chick with a bush is like, yo, throwback. I like that.
I do not like happy...
Landing strip.
Yeah,
landing strip's fine.
Landing strips are.
That's what I've also said too. Like when a chick's like completely shaven, you're like, oh, you didn't even try. But if you see like some upkeep,
yeah,
like
it's
a like,
fade.
What do you mean it's completely shaved? Like, you didn't try. That's the ultimate try.
No, that's like you just did it real quick. Anybody can shave a sliz.
What?
Yeah, if you have like a landing strip,
your priorities all wrong.
No,
Alex
wrong.
Looks like she needs to compromise.
I like to argue. I feel it takes effort.
I was gonna say.
Yeah, there's like a lot of hair that grows naturally down there. Like if you have no hair at all, you're definitely doing a lot to take care of it.
All right.
But now explain yourself, Shanner.
I'm just saying, if I see a landing strip, that means a chick took time to make it look like something.
You don't think they took time to shellac the whole thing?
I don't
pal?
Fucking know how long it takes.
What are you talking about?
I just figure you put some fucking, you get a razor and you fucking do it up.
That takes effort.
I'm not saying it doesn't take complete effort. I'm just saying she's trying.
But it's not like us. I don't think a chick can shave her pussy blind. Like, she's got to make sure she doesn't, like, nick it.
Mm-hmm. No, I've seen it happen. It's just whoop, 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 whoop.
Just whoop, whoop, whoop,
whoop, whoop, whoop. It makes that noise.
See, you're making it seem easier.
Ian fuck was fucking curly from the 50s.
That pussy running a circle on the floor at the end.
He went down to fucking eat her, then saw his hair. Yeah.
I tried to finger her. She went like,
bye guy, hey?
It was a cream pie in the face. No.
Cock, why I oughta.
All right, I guess I'm wrong.
You are wrong.
I guess I'm dead wrong.
You ever know a girl with red pubic hair?
Yeah.
What? No.
Hell.
Wow.
Yeah. This show makes me feel
redhead,
so much better about
redhead had a triangle of orange pubes.
Blah, like shaved?
Yeah.
Okay. Every shaved redhead triangle I've ever been so hot. Shaved. I think because of the inherent embarrassment of red hair.
Dude. Yeah.
Good.
I wouldn't know anything about that. And,
you're red haired.
But yeah, but mine actually got a lot darker like as I got older. So my pubes are actually pretty dark, like as opposed to like very light
your pubes
orange.
Look like this Marlboro red.
It is a Marlboro
red. That's all it is.
That's all it is. I shave Marlboro red packs into my pubes. I'm trying to get out of that goddamn cabin in Colorado. It doesn't exist.
The miles, man. I need the miles.
Trashy kids in grammar school.
Miles.
I need the miles, dude. Saving up for a canoe, baby. Yeah.
Trying to get a PlayStation 1. Yeah. Fuck you think I'm going to play my logins on.
White trash kids in grammar school were windbreakers of your pubes.
Dude. Yeah, dude.
You all right, Ian?
Yeah, sorry. Went down the wrong pipe.
Yeah. That's maybe you should learn how to suck that robotic dick.
Hold on. Went down on the wrong pipe.
Boy, what do you think's worse, a fucking hairy pussy or a really dark butthole?
I like a dark butthole.
Really?
Yeah, it's not too bad. I like it.
How
not.
Dark's a dark butthole for it, where you're like...
Dark as your shirt? No, I'm kidding.
Bituminous coal? No.
What? Petunia.
I think you said dark as the charity you donated to.
Damn it.
Dark as the jar. No, I a little bit of darkness is all right.
No, I think that's pretty natural, yeah, too. It's
natural, but I'm talking like... Yeah, this dark.
I mean, your stories are scaring me of the women you've been with.
They're all top notch.
You didn't even tap
Listen,
the noggin.
It's not ideal, but you deal with it.
That's what I'm saying.
Given the choice, of course you want the perfect pink Cheerio.
Of course.
Sure.
But, you know.
You're not always going to get it. And I'm okay with, like, you know, like.
Sometimes it's a Cheerio with a shrimp tail sticking out.
Seriously.
Yeah.
You got to look at the hues, you know? You fucking,
sometimes it's a Cheeto bullet.
You get your
hole.
Fucking paint swatches.
You open up her butthole, it's a bullet. You're like, uh-oh. This might be a no for me.
Cheeto bullet hole. A rusty bullet.
You ever been with a chick that had a roid?
Oh, God.
No,
you've seen?
No, but I've been with a chick who's had like one of those weird buttholes that like has like...
He's got a little flesh coming out?
Yeah, but also like that weird ring on the butthole. Have you ever seen that?
What?
It's like a butthole.
Alex, find one.
There's like a butthole on a butthole. You ever seen that?
What?
Yeah,
like a Shainer.
Yeah, it looks like a button.
I got to know what you're talking about. That's too little
like
of info.
Like it's puckered or...
Yeah, kind of like puckered, but like it's like a butthole, but then there's like a little like... extra skin on it.
What?
I think I know what you're talking
you
about.
You know, yeah.
I've been with chicks that had like a little meat almost sticking out.
Yeah.
Hold on, I think I
got a...
Like this?
That one on the far...
Which one are we going?
Wow, that one down a little to
like
the
that,
left.
That
to the
one.
Left. To the left. Which one? It looks like an O-ring.
Yeah, it's just like...
Down, move your cursor down, that one.
Well, that's
to the right, that one.
Ooh. That's a gigantic ass. Just an asshole.
Yeah. And puckered anus. Ain't that right?
Yeah, but the first one that you see, too.
Oh, on the left?
Number one, please.
Like that
one?
Yeah. Can you say, give me the money, please?
That looks like a blown-out O-ring.
Yeah, that's
that's definitely...
That's what I'm talking about.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's not that bad. Yeah, what you're describing it was like, where'd you pick it up? At the dollar store?
It's like you're describing Quado coming out of her ass.
Nah,
like,
man.
But yeah, you ever see an asshole go super sane?
Had an eyeball.
You ever
in
eat
it?
An asshole and it goes Eliukin? Toasty.
Get over here.
Eating some pretty Mortal Kombat asshole, dude. But it's like
Mortal Kombat.
Gay-tality.
Didn't they do that for a minute? Wasn't there fatalities that were like gay?
No, there was babyality.
Yeah.
And friendship.
Friendship was,
there was
the one.
No,
they like put the rainbow writing on. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Forgot about that.
What do you guys have on your papers right there? It seems like you have.
We have news stories. Yeah. But
oh, is that what all that is? I was wondering.
I was like, you only did one. I was like, that's a lot of.
Well,
shit.
We were having fun.
No, no, I was just curious to know.
Cool. Welcome to Bye Guys with Six and Shainer. Yes. You know, why don't you fucking read the story then?
So this butthole.
Can I have that back, please?
No, you pick it the fuck up. You throw it.
I want to do one if that's okay.
Dude. Yeah, sure.
Home inspector. Caught on nanny cam,
ooh,
pleasuring himself.
Yes, I like it.
With Elmo doll.
Never mind.
Faces charges.
What's the problem?
Wow. So let's, all right, please tell me this video.
Oh, look at this guy.
No, it's in the
That's horrible.
How dare you?
Love that Buck Hunter fucking carpet right there, dude. That guy's gonna fucking blast off.
He went into a child's bedroom and fucked an Elmo?
Yeah, that's shitty. It was in that room.
Oh, he's a home inspector. Abusing his job.
Wait, home inspector? Were they not there? Why was
home
inspector?
Why are you a home inspector?
Why,
yeah. What are you? Can you give me a new oven?
I'm too far away. I can't read this.
Yeah, Alex. What? Come on.
This guy was 59 years old.
59 years young.
He should know better.
Wow, he's like a real.
Tell me, Alex. Please tell me that's his last name right there.
What?
Van Lovin.
Van Lovin.
Kevin.
What the fuck?
Kevin Wayne.
What a horrible
Van
name
Lovin.
For a pedophile. Van
Always
Lovin.
Always a middle name. Any middle. Any,
get in the Van Lovin.
Dude. Windowless Van Lovin.
I can't.
Unmarked
Van
white Van Lovin.
So it's me, Kevin Wayne Van Lovin.
You know, he fucked that Elmo.
It was a random charge that ever did the property.
Jesus Christ.
That's it.
A nursery camera.
That's it?
Movement.
Only 2,500?
The news release said, so the 22-year-old homeowner checked her phone and caught Van Lovin in the act. After he finished pleasuring himself, he returned the doll to its original place.
Oh, man.
Just when I think I have seen it all, someone steps up and surprises me with a new level of disturbing action. Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard said in a news release.
I've seen it all, but you know what really rattled me to the core?
You know Wayne Van Lovin.
That one day we had a case, a guy fucked this tickle
he
me Elmo.
He lights a cigarette in the dark room.
He's like, do you think you know terror?
Yeah. He's telling nom stories.
He's like, some guy's like, so anyway, he came in and stabbed his wife in the face and just left her there for dead. You think that's something?
That's cute.
That's child's play. Let me tell you something.
Speaking of child's play.
The eyes were bright and happy, like a doll's eyes.
Didn't you used to have a joke about a pedophile detective?
Oh, no, the child pornography expert.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was fucking crazy. Yeah, everyone liked it. There was a couple times I told it where people were like, don't tell that.
Do your bit for us.
No, I'm not going to do the bit.
Come on.
Fucking talk.
Tell us.
No. Stop.
I'm curious to know if he humped Elmo or he just, you know.
Used it as like a
flashlight. Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's kind of humping Elmo. If you're
no, I'm saying
no,
like,
he wants to know if he humped her, the doll or if he used the doll.
Like you used to do it with your wrestling buddies.
Oh yeah, if you cut a hole in it and you're fucking, you're fucking it.
When you were giving it to Macho Man,
I didn't fuck. No, it wasn't my wrestling buddy. It was super gross. I had a fucking Looney Tunes pillow.
Yeah, I could tell it was going to be super gross, but thanks for the qualifier.
Sorry. I had a Looney Tunes pillow.
You know, surprisingly, this is gross.
Ian, this one's going to be gross. Yeah, yeah.
Just when you think you've seen everything, Ian.
Hold on.
Ian, hit your jewel. Be like, this fucking guy.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm going to.
No, it's
that's
funny.
All, folks.
No, that's funny because on the back of the pillow was a Bugs Bunny. It did say, that's all, folks, on it.
He was just crying in the corner.
But I did.
Folks matter.
I did a blast in it a couple times, but I would never, like, I just would have it in my room.
You ever come to a wrestle buddy? Ultimate Warrior had a couple of wars he could never finish, I'll tell you that much.
I done cummed off the top turnbuckle.
But no, I fucked this pillow a couple times. And
who
then,
hasn't?
Yeah, who hasn't fucked? Yeah, come don't on. Act
I'm
like
I'm talking
you
about
haven't.
Your pillow.
Your pillow's a real
damn
skank.
Yeah, I'm Mike Lindell. I'm Mike Lindell with Ryan's pillow.
My pillow.
So, super absorbent.
He holds it and it crunches real hard. It's like, dude.
So you fucked your Macho Man?
No, I fucked a Looney Tunes pillow with Bugs Bunny on it. And then I remember.
Was he at least dressed like the girl bunny?
Damn. No, no, it was just full fledged his face. But I would turn it over to that's all, folks, because I didn't want him looking me in the eye.
That's what he says to girls now when he goes doggy.
Bleep 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 bleep.
That's all, folks.
Just have a stutter.
Give me that pup, 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 pup. Give me that pup, 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 pup. Vagina.
You've got herpes. That's well.
Do you have any STDs?
You pop out of her asshole and you're like, I should have made a left-handed Albuquerque.
Yeah.
You have herpes?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on. What are we doing here?
Is the mustache for covering up purposes?
No. I don't have the B. I have the other one.
You just have the traces of whatever.
So you can't give it out. You're on medication. You can't give it out.
No, I'm not. I don't have any symptoms at all. I've never had anything.
You can only transmit it with symptoms.
Yeah, with symptoms.
But you tell partners.
Oh yeah. Oh god. Yeah.
Did you have to tell Deb?
Listen, Deb.
No.
No. This is. I didn't.
Listen, Deb. You're gonna need another glass of nog.
Let's fill that nog up. I got some news.
Yeah. Pour yourself another Pennsylvania Dutch. Hold
on. Grab your jewel. Put on another login CD. I've got something to tell you, baby. Danger zone, definitely. No, that was I got it after Deb. I got it post Deb,
which is insane.
Got it post Deb.
Is the story?
No, the story's terrible. It's a terrible story.
No,
it wasn't like great. It was just like, oh great, now I have this.
And she didn't tell you.
She claimed that I gave it to her.
What? They do that.
She claimed I gave it.
I've heard that story.
She claimed that I gave it to her, and I started like freaking out. And I for a long time I thought I did. I was like, fuck me.
What you got to do there is you got to talk to her friends. Well, girls will sell each other out so fast.
What Con Ed Bill must have been high for all that.
What happened was I for like years thought it was me, and I was like, this fucking sucks. And then later, a friend was like, yeah, she was staying at like my place, like crashing on a couch. And she openly talked about one night how she had it. And like,
what?
She lied.
That's so terrible.
Oh, yeah. Dude. And I was like, awful. Fucking Christ.
Was it that girl? Do you remember that girl from Philly, the Raven Lounge? She had the MLK tattoo on her.
No, it wasn't her.
Chick?
Wasn't her. Oh, yeah, okay. I know.
Chick,
I know.
Batty broad.
It wasn't her, though. It wasn't her.
I've always said this. He is very, very good about telling girls, like when they first started.
You have to be.
You're a fucking monster if you don't.
Exactly. And I've said, it was like, I've always respected that about you, because I know dudes are fucking idiots. But I have seen it when, remember Helium, the one time?
Oh, yeah.
This girl, they just started hooking up, and she's like, come sleep over. And he told her, like, be responsible.
I like where this is going, but.
And then she's like, nice knowing you. And you just chucked the goddamn herpes.
Yes, it's like one of those things where, like, you're like, I'm being very vulnerable and being upfront, and they're like, fuck you. And you're like, god damn.
Yeah.
And I get it. It's a game changer. I understand.
What about when you're in a relationship? How do you navigate
that's like,
that?
I mean, again, it sounds like.
Always use condoms.
Never.
What?
Oh, nope. Thank you. Thank
really?
You. Yeah.
Oh, what a sweetheart. Thank you.
Like, no one I've ever been with has ever had a problem. Like, ever. I've never had an issue. Well, I mean.
Not STD issues. No, mental. Financial.
But no, I don't know. You just, again, you gotta be.
You come to this dollar store.
He's cruising the frozen fucking egg section.
Frozen eggs?
Yeah,
frozen
dude.
Eggs. They're next to the Glover mitts.
Yeah. It's a good aisle.
Excuse me, where are your Glover mitts and frozen eggs, please?
We were just talking about old Raven girls, because we were talking about. The bartender who used to be there.
Karen?
No,
Karen's still there.
No.
Oh, shit.
Black Candace.
Candace.
Oh, is Enigma still there?
No. The Enigma. Dude,
is he alive?
That sounds like another name for Black Candace, by the way.
Yeah. Dude, the Enigma, he showed up randomly like a few years ago, and then he called Foley. Remember I told you that? Foley told me that.
Yeah.
He called him, was like, crazy. Hey, man, what's up? Hey, these pieces of shit at the Raven aren't putting me up.
No.
This is like 5 years since you guys have been up here.
And what?
So, yeah. And I haven't seen him. I don't know where he is.
God, yeah, he might have been Deb.
He was awesome, though.
He might have been Deb?
Yeah, he might have been Deb.
He's like, you like logins?
He's also, see it in these tarot here's your tarot. You're going to die of cancer.
That was the best.
That was
he was
the
doing
best.
Tarot card readings, and everyone ended with him telling people that they're going to get cancer.
Jesus Christ.
He's like, I had no idea what I'm doing, but you
I
will
never
get cancer.
Got my tarot read by him. Dude. But I remember having to follow him sometimes, and it was a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, of
the
course
rubber.
It was. Yeah, the rubber bullet.
Rubber
bullet joke.
I remember that. I remember he had like some ear AIDS joke.
He did, but he also, I mean, his ear might have it. He had that fucking whale bone tooth thing.
Oh, yeah.
Hanging out. What was his rubber bullet joke?
He was a hitman, and the check bounced.
Yeah, so he had to shoot her with rubber bullets instead.
He slept at Foley's house one night.
Really?
Yeah, he slept on his coffee table.
Jeez, what?
You've ever heard that?
No.
Ask Foley next time you see him by the Mingus, sleeping at his house.
Jesus
Christ. At first
he's
like, yeah, there's the couch, but I was like, of course he was like, this couch is all right, but this coffee table is
the table
like
taken?
He's like, hold on.
I have to sleep on wood.
Hold on, hold my bones.
If you guys don't mind, I have to bring my earth in here and bury myself around it. So just get over it, okay?
God damn, what a fucking lunatic.
Dude, very crazy. Shit.
Could you guys catch me up? I don't know.
He was just some guy who's coming to the mic.
The Raven Lounge was like the open mic.
Yeah.
Thursday nights. There were two halves. It was like you worked your way up to the first half.
You got the first half, yeah.
Yeah, when you first started, no matter when you signed up, you went at 3 a.m., whatever, and you had to when you got better, they built you up to go on earlier in the night, so it was like a real big thing to look forward to. And then it was like, who ran it in the beginning? It was Foley, Cotton, Cassidy,
and then Conrad.
Conrad.
Yes.
Old Connie.
Old C-Rad.
Old Sinrad.
Shit. And yeah, speaking of fucking enigmas. Jesus Christ. Yeah. So fucking, there was a guy downstairs who would read tarot cards. And in exchange for him reading tarot cards, they gave him like 3 minutes of stage
time.
Yeah,
but he would demand that he go on at midnight.
Yes!
Demand that he go on at midnight. And one time he went on at 12:30. He's like, you don't understand, okay? Because the way this works, I need to be at one with the... Like, he gave this ridiculous, like... reason why he needed to be on at midnight because it aligned with his tarot readings. It was so fucking crazy.
It's like that kid Zeke that would perform barefoot.
Zeke.
I forgot about that fucking kid.
I remember that kid.
Holy shit.
Good times.
Yeah, but the Raven was also like a fucking...
It was nuts.
It was a Wild West saloon.
It totally was. And there was like a stripper pole in the middle of the stage.
It's still there. Still there.
Really? Still is Ketchup Wilson still around?
Ketchup's always back.
Really?
No.
Oh.
No, I mean, he does do that like once a year. He still comes back. He's like, yo,
does he bring his crew?
Ketchup is back.
Yeah.
He brought that one girl one time like 3 years ago. Like when we stopped going there, it was like 3-4 years ago. He came out, he's like, yo, Six, you want to meet my manager? And I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, I'm repped. And I was like, Ketchup, you do comedy twice every fucking like 6 years. He's like, I went up to her. I was like, are you Ketchup's manager? She's like, what?
Yeah.
What's his name? I was like,
I recognize.
Like,
there's this black comic open micer named Brandon Ketchup Wilson.
Yeah.
And his name was Ketchup because on the court, motherfuckers couldn't catch up.
He wasn't. And, I like Ketchup. He was a nice
I liked him a lot. Yeah, he was super nice. He looked like Batley from Eureka's Castle.
Dude.
He was a sweetheart. I loved him, but he was such a fucking lunatic character.
Dude, he threw a fucking half ounce of weed.
Oh, that was so fucking funny.
That was like our second week running it when we took over.
Dude.
And he was like, what did he say? He's like, throw the flag down because I got caught holding. And he threw. And John Hunter, of course, the owner of Raven, standing right there like on a date. He's like,
oh my God.
All right, we need to shut this down. Dude, I was like, that's what shuts this down?
Hunter had just gotten done telling, like, I didn't run the room anymore, but I'm staying there. He's talking to me and John Del Collar. He's like, you guys got to watch it, man. There's been somebody complained. Somebody complained. Dude, he goes, somebody complained. He's like, about the alley. There was like, I was like, people are complaining
that
about the alley back
nuts.
There. I was like, get the fuck out of here. He's like, no more drugs. Like, you could make jokes, but no drugs. No, like, literally said that, sat down. Fucking Del Collar gets on bringing on somebody else. He's like, and Kendrick goes, oh, that play was over because I'm holding and threw it like a grenade. And like, we were just like, oh.
Well, the best was nobody knew what the fuck he was talking about. So he just had to slowly walk up and be like, sorry about that.
Nobody
on the stage. What the fuck was that?
No one knew what he was talking about. He's like,
you know what I mean?
That's threw the most legal amount of drugs you could have without going to prison
on
stage.
Yep.
Fucking ridiculous.
Yep.
Well, that was a fun story for three of us.
Yeah.
I like learning.
No.
Yeah. That was
the one sound effect you can say? Yo, hit him with the cow. He loves the guy. Like a kid playing with a workshop. There you go.
Was that you? Was that a recording of you?
Yeah, I made my
Jesus, you made your own button for something you could easily say?
Yeah.
I could see you at home, like, hit him with the...
Yeah.
Shane, are you really laughing hard?
Ha ha, hee hee, ho 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 ho.
I'm gay.
There it is.
There it is.
Good job.
Jesus Christ. Oh, boy.
Oh, fuck. All right. Well,
are you going to call it? Yeah, yeah. I think this is the one.
Jesus.
Do we want to, maybe pop in and see a lady real quick?
How's the chat doing?
Chat's great, really strong. They're talking about their STIs, pretty much.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Who hasn't had a girl tell you that they gave it to you and then call you crying drunk and accuse you of giving it to them?
Oh, God.
Man, if I had a jar for to put nickels in that one. Come on, man.
Am I the only one here without an STD?
I don't have any.
I don't
apparently.
Have any. I'm clean.
I had molluscum once.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah, molluscum contagiosum.
What the fuck?
What, did you have what? Barnacles?
Yeah, where? No, did you get that like from that. Hogwarts? What the fuck, dude? Did
someone she had Hogwarts.
That's serious. Yeah, that's like, how you get it.
No, it's like a skin thing. You can get it even if you wear a condom. It's from flesh-to-flesh contact, and it spreads easily. Like, if you scratch. I got it in my armpit because I touched my area, and then I touched
your
ringworm. Yeah, it's like ringworm. You have to get it frozen off. Yeah.
Jesus. Damn. They had to go cryogenic on you?
This was like 2013.
Damn.
2012.
They got to burn it off?
Not frozen off.
Frozen off.
What kind of gal? Let's say gal.
I got from a chicken AA.
Mm. Yeah. See, there you
banged her in my halfway house.
There you go.
Yep. Then we stopped talking and I wrote her poetry.
Talk about being anonymous.
Whoa.
Yeah,
I just can't get rid of you. Like the scabs you've left across my body. No matter how much I pick at you.
No matter how much I can't freeze you out of my mind.
We're done.
Wow. Thank you guys for listening, man.
Yeah, big thank you to our guests, Shayner and Six from the You Fucked It podcast. Please check them out. Support them. It's very, very important to support all our guests. I love these mashup shows that we've been doing.
Yeah, they fucking rule, dude. They're awesome.
You guys are the absolute fucking best. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having
us, being
man.
So fucking funny. Yeah. This is Zach and Ian signing off saying, bye guys.